The WVU School of Nursing Eastern Division is tackling health and wellness problems in Jefferson, Berkeley, and Morgan counties. As Cecilia Mason reports, a three-year study is leading to a conversation in the community about how to make the area a healthier place to live.
The Bridges to Healthy Transitions Project conducted an assessment in the three counties to determine the area's biggest public health-related problems. Associate Professor of Nursing Joy Buck says the project included talking with people in the community, interviewing key people, and analyzing data from the Centers for Disease Control and State Department of Health and Human Resources. Buck says the goal is to determine how to address the major health concerns in each county.
Well, you know, it's really interesting, and everybody knows this, but all three counties are really quite different. And again, some of the solutions that we would be doing here in Berkeley County won't work in Jefferson or in Morgan, and vice versa.
While Jefferson, Morgan, and Berkeley counties each have unique problems, Buck says the report shows they also share some of the same concerns.
But the major things that we saw, and this is not any surprise to anybody, is the fact that we really do have a very young chronically ill population here. That one of the issues and one of the problems with the health system as a whole is we tend to treat like single disease states. That's not what we have here. We have people who have diabetes, but they also have heart disease. They have high blood pressure. They also have lung problems. So it's not that people have a single problem. They have complicated problems.
The project conducted a public forum last week in Martinsburg and will have another one on Wednesday evening in Berkeley Springs. The forums feature panelists who can discuss the connections between all the health problems a single patient might have.
We can't talk about mental illness without talking about chronic illness, because some of the medications they use to treat, in fact, most of them, that they use to treat mental illness cause, like diabetes or obesity. So there are links between them. We can't just talk about them separately because they're all connected. And the same thing living with a disease, a chronic disease such as diabetes, where you have to take some sort of treatment on a daily basis, there's a lot of comorbidity with mental illness or depression, serious depression in many cases.
Buck says the three counties generally have more people with chronic health problems than the rest of the nation. The area fares well in socioeconomics when compared to the rest of the state and the nation, but she says the study shows a growing gap between those who have and those who have not.
So one of the major trends that we're seeing is the number of kids who are living in poverty rose at the same time that the median income rose significantly in the area. So there's a lot of kind of invisible pockets that we're not really seeing, that you really can't see in the census data.
Buck says the infant mortality rate increased significantly over the past 10 years. The hospitals in Berkeley, Jefferson, and Morgan counties are spearheading an initiative to learn why that's happening and what can be done about it. Buck says the number of teenage pregnancies is down. However, the survey shows there's a growing drug problem.
And the percentage of people who died from drug overdose, I think, tripled in the area, and as well as the fact that it's more prescription drugs that have gotten illicitly or legally.
Buck says the Bridges to Healthy Transitions Project plans to use the information collected in the study, community conversations, and forums to develop a chronic care system. Other community groups can also develop programs based on the study results, and it can serve as a template for other areas of the state that want to undertake a project like this. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Cecilia Mason in Martinsburg.